Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast. In April, the 110th anniversary since the birth of composer and conductor Professor Georgi Dimitrov is marked. Professor Dimitrov is founder of the Bulgarian Choral Conducting School. He grew up in the family of musicians in the beautiful town of Beogradchik. His interest in art showed up in an early age. He progressed rapidly with the violin and was also writing poetry. In an interview kept in the Golden Fund of the Bulgarian National Radio, Георги Димитров recalls.
По едно стечение на обстоятелствата започнах да уча музика, специално цигулка.
I started studying violin because we had this instrument in our home. I was making attempts to compose when I was a student. Once I wrote a piece entitled Summer Evening in the Village for four violins. I created this naive work after a trip to the Magura Cave. I showed this to my professor at the Warsaw Conservatory in order to show that music ideas can emerge even at the remotest place, far away from music civilization. Then I did not even know the laws of harmony and counterpoint. Later, in the academy, I was a pretty good violinist. Along with this, I started falling in love with vocal work, perhaps under the influence of my parents, who sang and led choirs. The academy pays more attention to instrumental music than to vocals. However, I realized that the warmth of the human voice had a tremendous effect on me. No instrument can replace the human voice and the feelings it can express. This love was constantly growing, and I decided to focus on vocal music and choral art, the composer says. For more than a decade, Georgi Dimitrov had been living outside Bulgaria. He spent a lot of time in Poland, where he was the head of the Hristo Botev Bulgarian Students' Choir in Warsaw. Although hundreds of kilometers separated him from Bulgaria, the patriotism of the composer did not fade away. What I find in Bulgaria, I could not find in any other country. Lyubomir Pipkov was a good friend of mine, despite the fact he was studying in France and I was in Poland. Every time I met him, we talked about our love for Bulgaria, the composer once said. This love was the reason that made him write the cantata Glory to Motherland for four choruses. Listen next to a song by Georgi Dimitrov performed by the Children's Radio Choir. The great creative potential of Georgi Dimitrov extended in many directions. He was composer, conductor and pedagogue. He spent 8 years as artistic secretary of the Sofia Opera. The choral works of Georgi Dimitrov continue to be an indispensable part of the repertoire of Bulgarian choirs. The maestro passed away in 1979, leaving a great number of works for the future generations. Composers are most happy when they hear their works performed. I think each piece that reaches the hearts of the listeners is valuable, composer Georgi Dimitrov once said. You've heard a performance of the Children's Radio Choir.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.